This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and welcome to the show. This is just coming to my aid. This is live radio. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well on the left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that the radio show that you are listening to, we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, true that. We follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. That's who we follow here, friends, okay? Having the mind of Christ and being led of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. I want to read this really quick because I want to put this up against something that people are observing right now on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on social media platforms. And that is an article by the DailyCaller.com. And what the headline states is school district allowed to keep child gender transitions from parents. Court rules. The court rules. Friends, let me ask you something. What good does it do if the Lord continuously exposes the crime and brings it to the light, which he does all the time, because in the spirit, the law is perpetual. It tells us in Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And that is found in Hebrews 4, chapter 4. And the question, again, only the American people can answer, the law. You are the law. You are the government, Americans. But where is it that the people actually execute the law and bring judgment? Because that which is taking place on a 24/7 basis in this country falls to the responsibility of the people that tolerate it. Okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because I was listening to that which was teeing up the show today. How long have we heard about the crimes of Hunter Biden and committing the act of treason? How long have we heard of the crimes being committed by Joe Biden and his acts of treason? For decades. How long have we heard of the crimes of the Clintons? And again, just going back to the Obamas and going back to, friends, even that which preceded Obama, the George W. Bush and the George Bush Sr. and the Clintons. How long have we heard of the crimes of each one of these administrations and have done absolutely nothing to bring about justice? And what the American people don't realize is the establishment, they put up the great American appeasers to appease the American people, but yet we never see justice. The only thing that the American people get to hear day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, are those alleged grillers, as they like to call themselves, like the Rand Pauls and the Jim Jordans and the Trey Gowdys, make another fleece for more money from the constituents that they're supposed to protect. How do they do that? By upholding the law. Isn't that interesting how the American people have succumbed to the devices of those that they fail to deal with? I'm going to show you more of that in just a moment. But this is a prime example. Folks, school district allowed to keep child gender transitions from parents. The courts ruled. Oh my goodness, Americans. Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, right? The Constitution, not the opinions of the corrupt that sit on the bench that play the activist, okay? Just to make clear, make distinction, Ezekiel 44:23, that's my job, okay? In separating that which is holy from that which is defiled, it tells us that they sit during good behavior. Judges sit during good behavior. What is the purpose of the law? Well, just look to Moses and the Ten Commandments above their heads and look at that inscripted statement below where it says justice guards our liberties. Okay? What are they supposed to do? Well, the job of a judge is to make reference to God's law, discover and apply that law. Discover and apply the law. If the law is not applied, this is what you get. You get the courts playing the activists. Why? Because they already know that the American people don't know what I just told them. And furthermore, when you look at Section 2, the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under the Constitution, not usurping authority that's never been delegated to them. And guess what, friends? We peruse the U.S. Constitution to only find that we have the authority in Article 2, Section 4, to impeach every single one of them. Okay? They're not doing their job. Let me say it again. Article 3, Section 1 tells us that they are to sit during good behavior. A good job discovers God's law and applies it. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. In condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Now what do we see? Because the American people fail to be the law in execution of it unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. You see the courts in favor of opening the doors for people to continuously make a prey of their own children. Because that's exactly what it's about. And friends, furthermore, you know that's exactly what it's about. You know that's exactly what it's about. Oh, and one more thing, and I continuously reiterate this point. The American people, after impeachment, are to prosecute each and every one of these individuals for their crimes. And if you fail to do so in keeping the Lord's commandments and making void his commandments by keeping the commandments of men, the way that so many in this country have, Mark 7, this is the fruit of a lawless system. Okay, it turns into a system of indulgence. Sad to say, in this particular case, it's the children that are falling to the state. And guess who's looking for that usurpation? The state is, because they want to steal the children at will. In spite of law, friends, keep in mind that the state doesn't have any children, but I guess they do now. Isn't that amazing? Here, I'm going to go throughout the show today, and I'm going to show you if we deal with crimes the way that we're supposed to deal with crimes according to the statutes of God, we wouldn't be dealing with any of these issues in which we are dealing with today. Why? Well, it's because we love the Lord enough to actually obey Him. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about what people are tolerating in this country, and I want to show you what happens when you actually uphold God's statutes in the face of man's commandments. If we obeyed the statutes of the Lord, the people of God, 86%. We know that that's not true. They're just deceiving themselves, because the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means practice what you preach. Tells us on the right side of that in the New Testament in 1 John 2:4, it says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The Lord is not going to leave himself without witness to those that claim to be something that they're not. He's going to expose them for who they are. And this is just one of those particular situations when it comes to the American people and what it is that they tolerate. They can say that they're Christians all day long, but keep in mind the American version, the counterfeit Christianity that you see in this country today, they're the ones that have been spewing out, thou shalt not judge, for how many decades in this country. And look at the fruit of it. They're a bunch of antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law, and you can see the fruit of it all throughout the culture in this country in which we live, and we need to get back to it. Read Jeremiah 6:16 when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do is I want to play this video for you. It goes on just for a couple minutes, but I want you to listen carefully as to how brazenly arrogant individuals in Minnesota are becoming right now. And I'm going to let this woman, her name is Lisa Haven, and someone brought it to my attention right before the show today, and I want you to go ahead and allow her to explain what's going on in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's pretty crazy, to say the least. It really is.
Dive into what the heck is going on in Minnesota. Well, over in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there is a museum, and that museum is called the Walker Art Center. Well, they have just opened up a family-friendly event in which you can summon demons. No, I'm not joking. This is an actual real event in Minneapolis at the Walker Art Center. Let me prove it to you. Let's go directly to the museum website. And here it is. It's walkerart.org. This is a free event. And this is an advertisement for their event. And it's headlined, Free First Saturday Plant Teachers. Now, they've got some plant activities that they're going to do, but then it expands. At the August Free First Saturday event, Brooklyn-based artist Tamar Utten, who goes by she and they, will present Lilith the Empathetic Demon. The performance is inspired by Lilith, an aerial spirit demon with origins in Sumeria, Akkadian, and Judaic mythology. Families are invited to create a vessel to trap the demon that knows them best, perhaps the demon of overthinking, and then participate in a playful ceremony to summon and befriend their demon. This project was organized in collaboration with Dream Song, which will also host a conversation between the artist and writer Elizabeth Workman on August 4th at 5:30 p.m. Yes, you read that right. But then if you get into this little activity center here, it kind of expands, and it goes on to talk about this activity, and it says, demons have a bad reputation, but maybe we're just not very good at getting to know them. Do you have a demon that creeps into your thoughts? Maybe the demon of overthinking or the demon of not trusting your gut. Work with visiting artist Tamar Utten to design a vessel for holding demon you know best. Little empathetic demon, it expands. After designing your trap, Lilith the empathetic demon will come from the dark side of the moon to lead you in locating your feelings using ancient Babylonian techniques. This collective and playful demon summoning session will conclude with a somatic movement meditation designed to help you befriend your shadow. You know, I this is in the United States of America. I mean, think about the level that they're going to with this family-friendly event. We're going to use ancient...
Notice how we have the witches now that are emboldened to go ahead and summon your kids to actually come to these events. And this is being publicized at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. So again, what would happen, though, if the American people actually did what the Lord commanded them to do? Well, what am I talking about? Well, when you go to Exodus 22, verse 18, what does it tell us? Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Well, what happened if the American people didn't tolerate witches to go out and try to do their best to make a prey of the children so they can open the door so they can be embodied by a demon? Just imagine if the American people didn't tolerate that, and they actually loved God enough to obey Him and keep His statutes. Our forefathers did. Our forefathers did. Folks, do you not realize that soft judges produce hardened criminals? And judges over the centuries have been softer and softer on crime to the point where it actually went from not enforcing the law so we can be a free people to now to an indulgence by taking heed to man and making God's commandments void once again. And what we need to do is we need to get back to it. The first one, by the way, that I highlighted during the first segment here concerning the school district allowed to keep child gender transition from parents, court rules, the American people never in a million years would have tolerated this because they wouldn't tolerate sodomy in the United States of America. I mean, if you look at Scripture, what does Scripture say about those that commit the act of sodomy? It says that they are not to live. They are to be dealt with according to the words of the Lord. And what happens if you don't do that? Well, then you get it to the point where judges is now protect those criminals and predators that are making a prey of your children. That's why you're seeing vigilante rise across the country, friends. And again, I just highlighted one yesterday concerning another pedophile that didn't make it in. So again, we fall to man's devices when we fail to obey God's statutes. Again, challenge me on this, folks. Go ahead and go back to the very beginning days of this country, and you tell me what the forefathers used as a standard of law in this country. It's still all over the buildings in the United States of America at every given turn. And again, we need to get back to the Lord and His statutes so we don't have to worry about this in any sense of the word. And when it comes to the schools, I'll tell you what, you don't have to worry about that stuff if you just get your kids out of the public schools. We talked about that yesterday. If you want to hear more about that, go ahead and do your homework and download yesterday's show. Want to highlight this too. We see happening again, the mainstream media not talking about it. They just play the fools and they're bewildered and they don't know or understand what just happened. But according to Red Voice Media, Great Britain Olympic swimmer just died suddenly. And guess how they reported it? Cause unknown. They just don't know what happened, Americans. What do you think it could have been? I mean, again, it just reverts back to this, friends. How do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? Embarrassing, shameful, a reproach, and they stand to their own unrighteousness. Take heed that you stand. We all the well know what took place and what transpired over the last 3 years. And now they want us to believe it's something else. And you're seeing commercials all over the place trying to distract you from the responsible party once again. Now, it wasn't just this swimmer that died suddenly, but we also have a pilot that just died in the bathroom of a Boeing 787, forcing emergency landing after a Miami takeoff. This is just yesterday. I said that this was just yesterday. The name of the show, friends, and I need to reiterate it right here, is what good does it do if the people don't execute the law? Well, you're going to get more of this. And you're going to get more of the useful idiots in the Mockingbird media that are going to give cover to the conspirators for the conspiracies that they're responsible for. And in fact, that's exactly what this is all about. So we have another pilot dying in the bathroom of a in the airplane, 40 minutes after takeoff. I'm looking for another piece right now. Folks, I should take a picture of this and show you how much information I have here for you. But it's interesting. I have another something to add on to that, and I'm going to pull that right now so you can watch it before this next hard break. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I had played a piece.
Representatives from Moderna would put under the microscope this week.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to this really quick. It's a piece where the Big Pharma was on trial, and they were asked if people were forced to actually take the jab. And of course, they want you to believe that they weren't forced to do so. You all the well know the truth of the matter. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary. Here's San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. He's vowed to rebuild Lahaina. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump has previously signaled he might not take part in the debate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, so there's at times where I'm just slow your roll with me, okay? I do broadcast into 159 cities live. Okay, an hour every day, 2 hours on Saturdays. Okay. With that said, I literally have 30 different tabs up above me right now. And I'm following the lead to put things together for you. In the meantime, I'll make comments every once in a great while on social media platforms. And in this particular case, I have an individual, a froward individual, a contentious individual that doesn't want the answer. He wants to be right no matter what, who had asked who it was that was impeached for in a federal position. Well, I'm here to tell you that you were wrong when you said that no one was ever impeached or prosecuted. You're completely incorrect because President Johnson was actually impeached and fell one vote short of prosecution. But he was impeached. Oh, and by the way, what was he impeached for? Which really has nothing to do with it, but proved the point that, yes, the people have the power to still impeach. Okay, and this happened right after the Civil War, and the reason that people didn't tolerate these crimes, though they were so small, is because the people just seen the war. And they already seen what the government was capable of doing by creating war, okay? But I want you to listen to this. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson, okay, was initiated on February 24th, 1868, when the United States House of Representatives passed a resolution to impeach Andrew Johnson, the 17th President of the United States of America. For what? High crimes and misdemeanors. Now listen carefully to the high crimes and misdemeanors. The alleged high crimes and misdemeanors were afterwards specified in 11 articles of impeachment adopted by the House on March 2nd and 3rd, 1868. The primary charge against Johnson was that he had violated the Tenure of Office Act, specifically that he had to remove from office Edwin Stanton and to replace him with Major General Lorenzo Thomas. That was his high crimes. He was impeached for that, but he was not prosecuted for that. But the point is the power is still in the hands of the people, and it's interesting during that particular time what wasn't tolerated. So when I said back to my froward friend on social media platforms when he made the claim that no one's ever been impeached or prosecuted, I didn't even see where he said prosecuted. I just see him jumping the gun while I'm on the radio trying to pour out as much information as I can to my listeners. I mean, can you give me a little slack here once in a while, guys? And my goodness, before you're going to lay charge to me, at least know what you're talking about. You are incorrect. Yes, there was an impeachment. And I do a whole show on this, friends. It's interesting that the impeachments, they'll happen every once in a great while. By the way, federal judges have been impeached. State judges have been impeached. Not a lot of them, but there have been impeachments. Okay? So again, know what you're talking about before you go on the attack mode. Because again, my friend, you are incorrect. You are incorrect. I'll do a whole show on this, hopefully in the next couple weeks. It's amazing, friends, how many of these criminals within the halls of government, it's interesting how they're actually prosecuted once they're far removed from office. And that is government protecting themselves so that they might not lose credibility, okay? So, no, I just wanted to clear the air here when I had a moment to clear the air. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Want to play another video for you, friends, concerning how you are under attack, and you are under attack today because you fail to execute the law against those unconstitutional agencies that are on the attack mode 24/7 when it comes to we the people. This is actually a senator that's going to give you some information from an airport and his first-hand experience. Check this out, folks.
Providing another report on TSA's facial recognition system at Reagan National Airport. This is my fourth report on the fact that Reagan National is not telling people that facial recognition cameras at security checkpoint is voluntary. Let's take a look at the signage. Sign number one? No. Number two? No. Number three? No. Number four? No. Number five? No. Number six, no. Wait, here's a sign turned sideways between two kiosks. If you could see it and you read all the fine print on it, you might see that it is optional and you can opt out. But the sign's stuffed away and completely hidden. A sign in front of the camera? No. It is outrageous that TSA continues to shuttle people through its new facial recognition system, not telling people that it's optional. and not telling people,
not people
that they're holding on to your
telling
biometric
people it's optional
facial pictures. Just wrong. I don't want a surveillance state. Big government with a surveillance state is a very dangerous thing.
Okay, so you're hearing this, folks. The TSA, they're hiding the law that protects you from their invasive, unconstitutional policies. You just heard a senator tell you this. This is all supposed to be voluntary. Oh, and I do want to say this, and he's right in what he's saying, but I remember when we came back from Arizona, the guy told my wife and my kids to put their face up against these two little eyes to look into them. I said, hey, you're out of your mind, dude. I said, absolutely not, you're not doing that. And he said, why not? I said, because. That's why. Because you're not doing that. I mean, these people are just taking it a mile. Folks, as that saying goes, give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. That's exactly what these criminals are doing. It's exactly what these criminals are doing. I wanted to go back to something now, too, concerning yesterday, some of the things that we were talking about. And I'm not going to play the video because the video is kind of... It's really obsolete to the point that I want to make. Plus, there's some other things going on there, which is kind of weird. But I want you to hear this. Let's go back to Maui for a moment. I just did an article, by the way, on what took place there, because what's happening in Maui right now as we speak, folks, it has all the earmarks of a false flag every step of the way. And yesterday we played the video from Greg Reese, I believe his name is, who did a fantastic job on a little 5 minutes documentary on it and just all the oddities that were happening there and who was the fox in the chicken coop from going along with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and they're blaming basically climate change for what took place there. Yet in spite of that, they had home cameras, home security systems, seeing odd flashes that were going on. Of course, those that are driving the narrative are going to call these guys in their cameras liars. In fact, they have the testimonial evidence, and yet the people driving the narrative have no evidence, and yet the people listen to those that don't have the evidence and that have been found out to be liars 1,000 times over, Proverbs 19:9, and you're being censored of the facts once again. Well, I want to just add a little more fuel to all of this, friends. Oh, and here it is. A false flag, by the way, is an operation or it's an act committed with the intent of disguising the actual source of responsibility and pinning blame on another party. Oh, by the way, going back to Maui, and I'm going to play this for you in just a second here. You do know that yesterday I played a video of a man that was actually fighting the fire off from his yard with his water hose. And he was winning until the government shut off the water. Remember the supplies from the people in Maui were all cut off too? Remember that? Yeah. Isn't that interesting how they're making it hard to actually help the people that were succumbing to this fire that was created by climate change, say they? My goodness, folks. I'm going to let this lady say something here. I'm just going to play the audio again. Check this out.
It does seem pretty odd.
Doesn't it?
The expensive homes somehow were just untouched.
The expensive homes somehow were untouched, she said.
Homes that belong to the likes of, you know, Oprah.
The homes of Oprah.
Bill Gates. Lady Gaga.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Jeff Bezos'
house wasn't touched. Will Smith, Julia Roberts' homes, none of those were touched.
Roberts, still standing and in perfect condition.
The fire didn't singe a leaf from one of the trees on their yard or a piece of grass in which the ground they walk.
Just a little too precise for me.
Just a little too precise, she said.
And I'm still going to say that this all seems a little bit too fishy.
Well, remember, there's a big land grab going on there. Remember all the realtors that are now starting to land and take over there? Yeah, that's a little odd, too, isn't it? Yeah, I think it was a little odd. You know, just blame it on climate change when, in fact, what's actually being found out is this has happened over and over again, and it has all, again, the earmarks of governmental what? Energy weapons. Okay. Let's just forget about all the chemtrails that were being dumped down on Maui the day before, where it was reported that nobody ever seen anything like that before. Let's just forget about all the ear and eyewitnesses that said it was like a bomb went off, an explosion went off. Why is all of that being suppressed and censored? America, that's why we're here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, in the face of all that's going on in this country, I want to show you what the church is doing. Just so you can see this. This is the church in America. Embarrassing. Church, folks. the responsible party for culture. This is what they're doing inside the buildings. I'm just going to play it out. Just...
Okay. Well.
This is the American church as the leader of the church is walking around during the time that the music head here is laughing, walking around like a snake kissing. Babies are being murdered. The children are being made a prey. Corruption in government breeds itself in the face of the American church that overlooks its very responsibility. This is why they're a reproach. Look at this. This is insane, folks. As the world goes to hell, to sit back and watch these people, I'm just absolutely embarrassed. Embarrassed. They're acting like they're drunk in the spirit, they call it. These are the same people dropping their kids off at public schools to be indoctrinated. The joke's on them and on the people that support them. This is a judgment upon the American people that put these teachers up to itch their itching ears. They do nothing but preach gain is godliness, and the Bible's clear from such withdraw. And you know what's worse about all of this, folks? This is 20 years old.
Well... Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me.
Yeah, as if to suggest the Holy Ghost is humoring everybody. And when I look at Scripture, I see where it tells us that He is the Comforter in John 14. And comfort in Old English means to be led about in war. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in known sin. No, He comes to convict men of their sin, righteousness, and judgment. But the people that I was just showing you right now, these are the antinomists. They have no regard for God's moral law that Jesus never came to abrogate. 5:17 in Matthew. And it also tells us in Isaiah 8, what does it tell us? If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. So this is what they do, is they resort to what? A bunch of clowns leading the goats. And that's exactly what this is. And it is shameful conduct. And folks, again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And when they fail to do that, and the people put up with this, keep in mind it's a judgment upon the heads that keep these teachers up to itch their itching ears. Period. Okay? Now, this is what I want to get to, because we've been talking about what good does it do? Because we see it all day long. What good does it do if the people do not execute the law? What good does it do? It's not doing us any good. What you're doing is desensitizing yourself day by day by putting up with it. Yesterday I took the time to read Micah 6:16 for you, where it says, "For you have kept the statutes of Omri, the idolatrous king." It's exactly what's going on here. "And the works of the wicked house dynasty of Ahab." You're doing what the corrupt king in this country is leading you to do in the face of what God has commanded you to do. And you've chosen the corrupt one rather than the holy one. Okay? And the Bible says, "And you walk in their counsels." That's what it says. Therefore, what did he say right after that? He said, "I shall hand you over for destruction and horror." Is that what's happening? Absolutely. "And your cities, inhabitants for ridicule, and you shall bear the rebuke and scorn of my people." You become a joke. You're contemptible in the face of God, and you're going to bear the reproach all on your own. And the Lord's going to make sure that everybody knows that you're a reproach to Him as well. Albert Barnes said in his commentary, I want to explain this. Albert Barnes said in his commentary, okay, in short, he said, rather, than to diligently keep for himself God's moral law, men become diligent in exercising evil. Yep. Isaiah 59 comes to my aid too in part. Albert Barnes goes on, to keep God's commandments was the familiar phrase in which Israel, God's people, exhorted by every motive of hope and fear to obedience to God. You do that because you love him, because you see the sacrifice on your behalf to redeem you back to the Father, through the blood. God said to Abraham that he will command his children and his household after him, that he shall keep the ways of the Lord to do judgment and justice. This is completely out of sight and out of mind of the American people. Genesis 18, verse 1. Yet this was the fundamental commandment immediately after the deliverance from Egypt, which still is applicable today. Upon the first murmurings the Lord made there at Marah, for them a statute and a ordinance. And what the Lord say? If you will diligently listen carefully to my voice, the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians. Exodus 15, 25 through 26. What does that have to do with anything? Just wait a second. In his character, the Lord revealed himself on Mount Sinai, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him. And what? And keep his commandments. Exodus 20, verse 6. This was the covenant. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. Deuteronomy 26, verse 17. Now, this was so often enforced upon them in the law as the condition upon which they should hold their land. You can find that in Joshua, verse 22, verse 4. If they kept the commandment only, the commandments, the judgments, the statutes, the testimonies, and the charge of the Lord. Is that what the people in America have done? Nope. This is what they have forsaken. And the Lord said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, as I rejoice over you to do you good, I will also rejoice over you to do you evil. Why? Because you didn't take heed. How does this apply to the New Testament? Well, the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. They're one and the same. This applies to Christians every step of the way. That's why you have Moses on all of your Capitol buildings. That's why you have your politicians swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Okay? Listen carefully. Under this term, all the curses of the law were threatened if they hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord their God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded them. Let me just ask you this. Americans, who are you listening to? Because if you're inactive in obedience to the living God, I can tell you exactly who you're listening to. You're listening to fear, and you're listening to the counsels of the wicked. You know, we have a court system today that many say you're never going to get justice inside of the courts because it's a wicked system set up to extract money, where the attorneys and lawyers make money, and justice is swept under the rug. That's not how the courts have been set up from the beginning. That's not what they were set up for. But that's what they have become. So what has to happen, friends? The American people need to lawfully reform themselves before God, Acts 20, verse 21. And they need to get busy reforming, not until they're first reformed, converted by the Holy Ghost, right? And what's the fruit of? 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. And what precedes that is Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38, Matthew 3, 25. Okay? And also go before that, friends, Psalm 19, 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and bring that right into sliding into Galatians 3:24. So the curses are upon the nation because the people fail to keep the Lord's commandments. That's it. It's that simple. It's not complicated. Hey, folks, all over the country, we see a lack of law enforcement. Why? Because they're afraid of what the corrupt system's going to do to them if they actually obey God. Well, you know what? When you obey God, the corrupt system needs to worry about how they deal with his anointed. That's putting it into biblical perspective. Love you about what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.